Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
501. Happy Friday evening to you. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Gwynn and Chris brought to you by amazing, amazing Sonic Drive-Ins here in San Diego. They got the fantastic burgers and chili dogs and drinks and tater tots and all the rest of it. Eight locations around town, so Google Sonic San Diego and find the location nearest you. Thanks so much to our friends at Sonic. We got to get into what's going on. San Diego State had a good day today, guys.
Yes, they did.
San Diego City Council unanimously approved the sale of the Mission Valley Stadium site to San Diego State University today, and that is, means, at least in my mind, I keep talking to Scraby about this, and Scraby's like, no, this doesn't mean anything. And I'm like, why doesn't this mean anything? This is like Scraby. They had to have the vote to get through.
First off, I
and
didn't
it was
say
unanimously
it
approved today.
First off,
the
I
vote.
Didn't say it
I
didn't
wish
mean
air
anything.
Punches.
Oh,
worked
that's exactly
Zoom.
What you said. It's exactly
Tony's
what you said.
Tony's punching me in the Zoom camera for my comments. All I said was is that nothing's going to happen because nothing ever happens, and there's going to be some other holdup. There's
going to
be some
isn't.
Person
you
who's
know,
like, this Mission Valley land should not go to this
Chris,
to the
Chris,
university.
You know who Scraby reminds me of? He reminds me of my agent sometimes. John is
I'll take that.
Is naturally a pessimist. He is naturally a pessimist. He'll tell you this, and he's always usually on the conservative negative side of whatever scenario happens. That is Scraby, right? That's Scraby most of the time, all the time.
I don't mind if you're on the. I don't mind if you're being conservative because I think your agent John Boggs has a good right to feel the way he does many times. But on this particular situation, I don't really see where Scraby's coming from. The sale
does.
Of the site to San Diego State has been approved. It was approved to voters with Measure G back in 2018. San Diego State has met every deadline. They've raised every bit of money they're supposed to raise. And this was the final step that they needed was to get it approved by the city council. And it got approved unanimously. There was no opposition to it at all.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
So where are you at, Scraby, on thinking this isn't going to happen now?
I am at this.
How long have you been a San Diegan?
Since the year 1999.
Okay.
So a while. But
so he's only seen one. Yeah, well, so you haven't seen too many stadiums built.
No, I've seen one. Literally seen one.
That's why I asked. This is probably where it comes from.
Well, I mean, being in sports radio too, we've done this so many times, especially before the Chargers left. I remember booking a guy to talk about the dirt at Mission Valley because that was important, you know? Like, there's just always something.
The what?
The dirt. They had to do an environmental impact study, and
yeah,
so
and
the
they
dirt.
Got, that's right. They got past that, and then the last thing here was the city attorney's office was concerned about some sort of water and sewer facilities on the site, and so they've gotten past that.
Here's
and
the thing,
city, and the I city will... attorney and the city attorney said after negotiations that were long and difficult but absolutely necessary, SDSU has agreed to a number of taxpayer protections that we insisted be included in the Mission Valley Stadium sale agreement. So these protections will safeguard important city projects like pure water, ensure public access to the river park, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. My team will continue to stand strong to make sure this deal is done right and that SDSU West is a project that benefits everyone. That's coming from the opposition side.
I see where you're coming from.
That's your opposition right there, which is saying that let's just, you know, we're here just to make sure that this deal is going to be done right and benefits everyone. I can get behind that. The mayor said today that a new future for Mission Valley took shape with the expansive River Park, new stadium, world-class campus that will serve our region for generations to come. Are you done with your propaganda yet?
Oh my goodness gracious. Really?
No way.
Propaganda.
I will not fully, obviously it sounds like it's going to happen. It's about 99.99%.
No, it doesn't. No, it's not. You know what? No, it's not going to happen, and I'll tell you why.
Wait, can I finish real quick? Sorry.
No, it's not going to happen.
No, you may not, actually.
What?
It's not going to happen, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you're never going to be allowed to go there. So as far
Wait,
as you're concerned.
Wait, you already gave me a ticket to the opening game.
We changed our mind. We're taking them back.
I was about to say, I revoked that privilege.
I will be proud to stand with J.D. Wicker and cut that ribbon with him.
He doesn't want you there.
He doesn't want you.
He doesn't want you around that ribbon.
J.D. and I are tight. We're tight.
You guys were tight. Yeah, you're not tight anymore.
What?
You've become, you're on the opposition side now, apparently.
Yeah,
so.
You apparently are on the opposition side that doesn't want to see this thing go down. Now that they finally crossed the final hurdle and the finish line and the whole thing, you're now coming out and saying, it's not going
to
happen.
No, I'm saying.
He doesn't want his own kids to have a chance to go to San Diego State, is what it sounds like.
You guys are being ridiculous right now.
That's what it sounds like.
You guys are being ridiculous. Of course I want a new stadium.
It's not just what it sounds like. That's what it is, Tony. That's not even what it sounds like. That's what it is. He doesn't want to have anywhere nice to go in Mission Valley to see a football game in the future. So since you don't expect there to ever be a place here, Scraby, then you're not invited.
Scraby,
so as far as you're concerned, there will be no new stadium.
What are you going to do?
I'm cutting your shoelaces.
You're cutting?
Like, right down the middle.
And I'm so clueless sometimes I wouldn't even know.
Not only do I not want you attending a game at the new stadium, but I don't even want you setting foot in the new River Park.
You shouldn't be allowed to go there. Fine, I don't care, but it's some River Park.
Good River Park.
I'm just kidding. No, I really am excited about this. I just hope nothing else holds it up. I'm just very nervous about that.
I really, okay.
Are we going to finish the Big Five? Or?
Well, I think I gave everybody all the propaganda to, you know, go against your concerns, so we should be fine. The final cost is expected to end up at $88 million and make one of the most expensive as well as most complicated land deals in San Diego's history. But once the sale is complete, SDSU President Adela De La Torre, we have reached a pivotal milestone moment. SDSU Mission Valley will be a true revitalization of public land in all aspects of the plan. We are thrilled to take this critical next step toward closing the sale and creating generational opportunities for all San Diegans.
Yeah, it might be time to get Jack back on the show.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want to have propaganda like that on the program.
See, you guys are trying to make me the bad guy. I never said anything about SDSU.
Wait until John David Wicker wants to come back on this
show.
My best friend, and tell him what you said.
Yeah, you guys.
I didn't say anything about San Diego State University. I said something about the city.
Scraby, have you got a chance to tell JD your buddy what you said? Scraby, you get a chance to finish your Big Five over all this time?
Do I want to?
Did you get a chance to finish?
No.
You only had four at the time. So do you have the fifth one?
I do have a fifth one.
Okay, let's do it.
I just want to make sure that it's known that I am not a hater of SDSU, okay?
It's too late.
We got tape, buddy.
And you will go back and you will listen and you will hear. I never once said I doubt San Diego State.
Oh my goodness, what we will hear you say is, nah, this will never happen.
Because the city always does something to screw it up.
Whatever, Scrape. Number one.
Can't find it.
No faith.
Oh, here it is. All right, so baseball. Do you guys realize that there's still baseball negotiations going on? Haven't heard anything, but
we had a moratorium to talk about that today, I believe.
Yeah. But John Boy, he's the guy on Twitter. He is actually the one who figured out that the Astros were banging the trash cans. He's the one who went down and broke down all the videos and all that stuff in the beginning. He has a podcast called Talking Baseball. He had Cardinals pitcher Jack Flaherty on the podcast to talk about kind of what's going on and what he thinks about coming back. And remember, one of the things that they were going to do to help the players socially distance themselves is to not have them hang out in the dugout when they're batting. They're going to hang out in the stands so that they can be far enough away from each other so that they can socially distance. Well, he was asked about that, Jack Flaherty, pitcher for the Cardinals, and here's what he said. There's no way in the middle of summer you're going to convince guys to sit in the stands and watch the game. There's absolutely no way and no cover. If you're going to put us in the suite up in the press box, all right, that's a different story. But if you're not going to let us be in the clubhouse and we sit in the stands with no cover, there's no way. Now, I get it. No cover. They need cover. There's definitely a need for cover, especially in these hot cities. But, Chris, you're going to be up first. Is this a ridiculous request from Major League Baseball to get the season started, having them sit in the stands? Let's assume that they're going to win and they get cover.
If they get everything else done and they decide to not start the season because the players want more comfortable arrangement in terms of where they're going to watch the game from, we are really going to be in trouble.
He brought up the suite. Like, why would you say the suite? Like, the suite is not good.
He's under the age of 25. This is just the first thing that came to his head. So let's give him a break.
All right. Enough. I really do need kind of a one-day moratorium on the baseball talk. I've been asked. I get it. We talk about it all day on the show, and then I get asked about it by everybody I talk to outside of the show. And
like you have the answers, too.
Like I've got all the answers. And every single person I talk to, without fail, is on the side of the owners. Why don't the players just take what they're given? If they don't take it, they're going to make nothing.
I try to inform them that this is not on the players.
Yeah, it's on and on and on we go. So, you know, Jack Flaherty's not helping my situation out any here, to be honest with you. I wish he would just quiet down and stop. The players just need to zip it and just
zip it.
You know,
let Scherzer talk for you. Let your eight leaders talk. But listen, here's the thing. One of the things Jack also touched upon was how he would feel. Because remember, the scale that they're talking about in terms of payment is he would be a guy who wouldn't be really giving up that much. But he brought up a very good point. He said the players agreed to the first pay cut.
The prorate.
In exchange to keep guys like him to get that service time, which is a big, big deal for Major League Baseball players. So he was making the point, how would I feel after players sacrificed a lot of money to keep their service time on one hand? And he doesn't believe that it's going to cause very much division in terms of the players in this negotiation. Now, to your question, again, he's under 25. He picked sweet. Probably not even thinking about how it sounded. But he's got a point, though. I mean, if it's in Arizona, which is one of the places they've talked about.
You can't sit in the sun in the middle of the day.
There's no way. No way.
Yeah.
And again, this is just it's a lot of details that we don't know yet. And I think we got to wait to see how that all affirms. But
I would just like to see the manager in the dugout pick up the phone, call the suite upstairs, and tell Jack Flaherty to get warm for the 14th inning because we might.
By
need
the way,
him.
That re-
and Jack
that requires...
is in the middle of his third beer and 14th hot dog.
Yeah,
he goes what?
That requires him coming down the elevator too. By the way, to go to the bullpen. Like it's not going to be a quick thing.
Do they start his entrance music when he gets out of the elevator or when he gets into the elevator from the suite?
Remember what we heard yesterday was that they were still far apart on that particular portion, the safety guidelines. So, a lot of work, a lot of ground to cover, but I still am confident that they'll cover.
What do you guys think the temperature in Phoenix, Arizona is right now?
It's got to be 105.
Okay. Chris, you got any guesses?
102.
111. Can you imagine players sitting in the stands at 111?
You would see dudes. You probably wouldn't even see dudes with their shirts off out there.
No, it's dangerous.
They would burn, right?
Yeah. All right, that's it.
I think it'd be cool that they're in it. I think I think they should all fight for the suite.
How are they going to talk about the game? Like,
they should all fight for the suite.
Fight for the suite, and then beg your way out of the lineup. Say you need load management that day. Go sit upstairs and have a couple of hot talks and watch the ball game.
Unfortunately, they've had plenty of load management. I don't know if they should be asking for that.
That's true. That's it.
I just need a day off from talking about the baseball negotiation.
I hear you, brother.
I really do. All right. There's the Big Five. And, of course, if you missed the beginning of that particular segment, Scraby said that he thinks the San Diego State has no shot at getting
Did he really just cut your mic
off?
Yeah,
because you're spreading fake news like our president is. You're spreading fake news.
No, I'm spreading Scraby journalism right now.
I never said SDSU is a failure. I said the city is a failure.
Oh, well,
I'm going to keep you from making comments like that about our fine city.
Yeah. Yeah. Cut your shoelaces, buddy.
That's it.
Right down the middle.
All right. Coming up, the coach, John Quintero, joins us. The Lolita's Friday High School Sports Spotlight is coming your way next. Brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Food, serving San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. 7 locations in town. Lolita's Mexican Food, Coach John Quintero, Chris Sello, Tony Gwynn Jr., the naysayer. We're all here until 7 o'clock on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Let's check a little traffic with our good friend, Kelly Danik.
5:21 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, getting you through your last work day of the week. It is Friday, Friday. Friday is our favorite day. The weekend follows, and joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline is Coach John Quintero. Coach, how you doing today?
Doing well. A lot of things going on today. Been a very busy day. After I got done, I walked 3 miles, came back, had a little dinner, and I get an opportunity to kind of close out my day before I start getting the weekend going, visiting with you two guys.
Well, we appreciate that, Coach.
Yeah, no doubt.
3 mile walk, not bad.
Yeah, how about that?
Good for you.
That's pretty impressive. I don't know if I've walked 3 miles in quite some time.
I was going to go for a walk tonight, but I feel now the coach is covered for both of us. So I'm good. Thank you, Coach.
Coach, let me. You earlier, the San Diego State gets the vote done to have the stadium sale go through. Got to be, it's a pretty big moment. Chris and I have been talking about it today.
You know, when I went to bed last night, I went to bed about 11:15. I watched like the first 15 minutes of the news at 11, and went to bed, and I put my head down and kind of had a hard time going to sleep at first. I had a lot of things going through my mind. I knew I had a big show planned for today. But I was really excited because everything I had heard leading up to today's meeting that the vote was going to go through. But, hey, let's face it, guys. We've been here in San Diego. I've been here my entire life. Chris, you've been here for a long time. And, Tony, you were born and raised here. And we've seen these things before where all of a sudden at the 11th hour the legs get knocked off of them. So, you know, I was really excited, you know, an hour or so before I went on the air that found out that they unanimously had voted to move on to the next stage. Now, they got to get to, you know, two other votes in the month of June, and then the governor, or not the governor, but the mayor and the chancellor would have to sign the document probably right around July 23rd, because the second of these two votes is going to take place on June 23rd, and then 30 days later they can sign it. So, you know, hopefully everything will go real smooth. I'm hoping that J.D. Wicker and all the people out there at San Diego State can get a shovel in the dirt sometime in August, and, you know, we'll find out whether or not they can make that September deadline of 2022 to play the University of Arizona in the first game in the stadium. But very excited, I guess. You know, the only thing that I guess, and I'm not disappointed because I think that stadium is going to be perfect for San Diego State, and I'm really excited about all the things that are going to be in and around that stadium. I kind of wish they could make it just a little bit bigger. I'd love for them to, you know, squeeze out 50,000. So, you know, then maybe we could find a way to get somebody to spearhead a group to go out and try to bring an NFL franchise back to San Diego.
Yeah.
Coach, do you not think that's possible where it stands right now?
Not with 35,000. You need, I think, a minimum of 50. You know, I think a lot of people would like to see maybe 55, but, you know, 50 would be great. And I know J.D. Wicker and the people at State have said, you know, we can build it at 35, but we'll have the ability to, you know, add on. But, you know, if you're going to build this stadium – let's get it done the right way the first time rather than having to add on this and add on that, because after a while it kind of looks like it's been added on to.
I know what you're saying, but I think honestly they had to go about it this way because they had to distance themselves from the NFL and they had to distance themselves from the Charger debacle. And yeah. I think by trying to go for a stadium that would have had 55 or 60,000, I think they might have run into a lot more opposition. That's just my read on it. So I think that at least they got the thing, you know, they got it voted through. Hopefully they get, you know, get this thing going here. They'll get it built. And once something is up there, then I know what you're saying, Coach, but you can add to it, hopefully. And, you know, if we ever get a chance, we can lure an NFL team to come back. You know, the other thing I was thinking was, what a perfect place for the high school kids if, you know, they get back, you know, get this stadium going. And, I mean, I really, really enjoyed back in the day when the high school kids got to play at the Q for the for the county championship games, and the fans would come out and it would be an all day thing, and you'd have six or seven games over 2 days, and or whatever the web format was. You and I would sit up there in the old press box and eat a hot dog and call the games on TV. And
then once we got done with that hot dog, we got ready for the next game.
We got ready for the next game. But, yeah, I just think this is a great thing for high schools. I mean, you get a stadium like this, what a perfect place to, you know, maybe I'm speaking out of turn here. San Diego State doesn't want me to. But I hope that, they'll get the high school kids to be able to play in that stadium too.
Well, it'd be dumb not to. I mean, what a recruiting tool. I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, everything in college athletics, you know, when you're building facilities, it's all about outdoing the guys that you're competing against for players, and this is going to be tremendous. I mean, you know, all the years, you know, I was involved, and Chris, you were involved for a number of years as well with Aztec Broadcast, and you're down on the field, you know, talking to maybe the assistant coaches before the game and trying to get any last-minute details, and they'd bring down 20 guys on the sideline, and, you know, their parents are there that night, and the players are out there watching the current Aztec team warm up on the sidelines, and, you know, the next weekend you might see some of those kids at the Coliseum or at the Rose Bowl being recruited by USC, UCLA, having a brand-new stadium that you can call your own for really the first time since the Aztecs played years and years ago at either Balboa Stadium or Aztec Bowl. I mean, that's a long time ago, and this is going to give Brady Hoke and the football program, I think, a lot of juice when it comes to recruiting once this facility is up. And, I mean, if they just start showing these kids the renderings, I mean, the renderings are excited. You know, I was telling a story today, you know, if you go down there on a Saturday, say you can check into a hotel 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and the Aztecs are kicking off, hopefully, you know, like around 5 o'clock and not those 7:30 games. And, you know, you get a nice hotel room, you have something to eat, you walk over to the stadium. Hopefully the Aztecs have a big win over Boise State. You come back with your buddies or your family, have a great time, spend the night. You get up the next morning, you drive home, and you've had a fun time down at the new stadium. And, boy, 400 hotel rooms, that's going to be pretty cool. I mean, that's going to be a really cool environment.
No doubt about it. Of course, Coach John Katerra joins us here via the SDCCU Fan Hotline. The High School Report is brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Food, serving San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984 with 7 locations in town. Lolita's Mexican Food. Coach, what do you got for us today in the High School Report?
Well, you know, Tony, I'll be honest with you, there's not a lot going on right now. I mean, a lot of these coaches, like we've talked about the last couple of weeks, especially football coaches, they're holding virtual meetings and virtual workouts the best they can. You know, I don't know where we're headed. You know, Oklahoma opened up earlier this week for all their fall sports with no restrictions, and we're seeing things happening in Texas and Georgia right now. You know, I think right now the San Diego CIF, you know, Jerry Schneep is on the short term. He'll be moving out as a commissioner here in the next couple of weeks, along with John Labita as the assistant. They've got Joe Hines coming in from down in the Sweetwater District to become the new commissioner. Todd Kasson from the Poway District will be coming in as the assistant commissioner. They're working, and it's really been a good handoff. A lot of respect on both sides there by the current administration and the new administration coming in. So, you know, I feel very confident with Joe Hines and Todd. Both these guys got a tremendous background, and, you know, they're going to have to take over and pick up where Jerry Schneep and John Labita are leaving off. It's a tough time to, you know, have a transition of commissioners, but, you know, they're formulating their plan. They're working with the state of California and the other 9 sections, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we're going to keep moving forward, and hopefully we're going to have a fall fall season for all the sports. But right now, a lot of the high school coaches just kind of sitting in a waiting pattern right now to see exactly what they're going to be able to do, if they're going to be able to do anything here in the next month or so.
Well, Coach, we certainly are hoping for the best in terms of getting these high school kids back out on the field and really getting everybody back into their normalcy that we're used to. Coach, as always, man, appreciate you coming on, and you enjoy your weekend this week.
Hey, boys, I love you, and you guys are doing a hell of a job. I mean, I love the Winning Chris show. I got to tell you, I absolutely love it.
Thank you. We know we got one fan in Coach John Quintero. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, be well, boys.
That was Coach John Quintero on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or apply online. Visit SDCCU.com. Of course, the High School Report is brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Food, serving San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984 with 7 locations in town. Lolita's Mexican Food.
All hungry. Right.
Yeah, me too. Let's step away, take a break. I'm probably going to go downstairs and grab me something to eat since we got a few minutes. And when we come back, we have ourselves a countdown. We will continue the theme of actors and actresses. Today, we have an actress. Did we decide on Julia Roberts?
We did.
Julia Roberts.
We decided that we're going to go with Julia Roberts. I don't know that she's aware of this or not, but we're going.
Queen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
Welcome back at 5:37, Gwen and Chris. This hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo Privacy. Want the same internet but more privacy? Well, DuckDuckGo's got you covered. They help millions of people like you get privacy online without any trade-offs. One download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo Privacy. It is simplified, and we're going to get to our countdown here in just a couple seconds. Got a phone call as well, but before any of that, Gwen and Chris check a little traffic with our friend Kelly Danik.
Got a crash blocking middle lanes eastbound King Freeway. This is just before the 805. Also in the North County on the El Norte Parkway off-ramp southbound 15. Good reports of a two-vehicle accident. And Camino del Norte on-ramp to southbound 15. Watch out for a large pothole. Looks like that is in the left lane. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
What was that in the left lane? There's always something.
Something in the left lane every day, I feel like.
Something in the left lane every day.
It's been a lot of surfboards.
People tie your stuff down. Stop dropping stuff on the freeway.
Yeah, it's not hard.
It upsets Scraby, and he and Kelly Danik start commiserating back and forth. And the two of
course.
Of them, you know, I hate to see you guys upset.
Yeah.
I just do. All right, we're going to get to our countdown. We've been doing this all week. We've had kind of a movie angle to it where we've been picking an actor or actress and naming our five favorite movies from that actor or actress. We're going to continue with that theme today. For that, though, Bill in San Marcos had wanted to get on the program and share his thoughts on some things. Bill, how are you today? Thanks for coming on.
I'm good, guys. How are you doing? I have a different spin on this. I think what people sometimes forget about this 1% of the really, really bad police officers is they have a character flaw, and it's just like a power thing. I've been in the repossession business for many years, and I remember this like it was yesterday. It was 1990. I was delivering a truck that I had repoed from L.A. to Anaheim, and a highway patrolman kept pulling up alongside of me, sliding back. Finally, he pulls me over, so I pull over. He tells me to drive down the ramp, which I did. So then I get out of my truck, and I've got my clipboard in one hand, my other hand's clear. His door flies up, and he points his gun at me, tells me to hold my hands up and walk toward him and put my hands on the hood of the truck that I was towing. So I complied. He comes up behind me. It's kind of raining a little bit. He comes up behind me, yanks my hands behind my back, tells me to get on my knees, and then he shoves me down into the gutter. It was raining. Puts his knee in the middle of my back and his hand on my head. Now my nose is bleeding, my mouth bleeding. And he says, what do you think you're doing stealing that poor man's truck? and I'm trying to tell him where the paperwork, I'm trying to explain it to him. He's not listening to it. And so finally I lost it, and I said, you know what? I don't know who repoed your effing piece of you-know-what truck or car, but it wasn't me. Next thing I know, I feel the metal of his gun on my head. Thank God another highway patrolman pulled up and would at least call the Norwalk sheriff to verify my story. Next thing you know, the guy says, hey, you better uncuff this poor man and let him go. So I think what gets lost sometimes is, I mean, obviously this was probably racial, but I'll bet you that wasn't the first time that that cop had his knee on some guy's throat. And he's probably had it on some white guy's throat that wasn't black. And I think sometimes that gets lost in all of this. But if that cop had shot me in the back of the head, I don't think they'd have been burning L.A. down. It's just, it's such an unfortunate thing that these things happen.
Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that. I mean, there's no question about that, Bill. I mean, it's an awful, awful situation you had to go through. And they're just, there's bad cops, but there's bad people in all walks of life. And I think that that's one of the lessons here. We spent most of the day talking about the situation in Minneapolis, if you're wondering what Bill is referring to. And I think we've covered it from just about every possible angle. I hate to hear these kinds of stories, but you know, what happened there is bringing this stuff to light right now. And that's a good thing, because we need to bring the stuff to light, and we need to continue with the outrage, and we need to make sure that we're not talking about this again in another 5 years and in another 7 years. And I think that's kind of what Tony and I are at least somewhat after today. We can't bring change by ourselves, but everybody together, maybe we can all make a difference in the matter. Bill, thanks for the phone call. Tony, did you want to add anything? Are you good on that?
No. I mean, listen, I don't, that sucks that Bill had to go through that. Nobody should have to go through that.
No.
But I don't know if we should be trying to, I don't know. It felt like a little bit, I'm sure that there's been many, plenty of white guys, men or women, that have had a bad altercation, but not as often.
That's fair.
That's the problem. Like, we've had these mass shooters come out handcuffed, all good. But a man like George Floyd, you know, regardless of what he did, he was compliant, at least from what we saw. He didn't get that chance to walk out, to be put in the car with handcuffs. So
I just really want this to not become like Ahmaud Arbery, right? From Georgia. Because I felt like we were all really, really outraged by that, and then justice was handed out and they arrested the people responsible for that, and then we moved on. I don't want that to happen again. I don't want to feel like, okay, now they've arrested these cops or this cop and charged him with something, and
part of that though is giving the legal system an opportunity to do what it's supposed to do. After you've been arrested, people have been arrested, you got to kind of see what happens with the court system at that point. So we move on.
Yeah, we do. Not because we don't want to talk about it. We have talked about it, and we will. Yeah. And Scraby, to your point, I think it's something we will continue to bring up and make sure that there is follow through here, and you know, things turn out the way they should, and hopefully we don't have these conversations. Because as I said earlier, I've been doing sports talk shows for a long, long time, and we've had plenty conversations similar to this one in the past, and I kind of wish we didn't have to have them anymore.
Right.
And I think that would be the goal of every single person listening to this show right now, would be that we don't have to have these kinds of conversations. Scraby, let's change gears here, kick it into neutral, and then push it forward.
All right, hold on.
I'm
putting it in neutral. Putting it in neutral.
All right,
okay.
Now push it forward on into the countdown.
Okay. All right, hit the gas.
Gwen and Chris like to rank things. Not college rankings, not athlete rankings.
So what's your point?
But their own rankings. And these rankings can be very serious.
Top five ways that we like potatoes.
Top five pizzas.
Top five ways to beat the heat.
I like where this is going. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
The countdown starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, earlier this week we did our five favorite, and this isn't always what we do with the countdown if you're new to the show, but it's just kind of been the theme this week. We did our top five favorite Tom Cruise movies. Yesterday we did Will Smith. Today we're going to go with top five Julia Roberts movies.
Let me tell you how this, so, you know, yesterday I mentioned Lisa Bonet in one of the countdowns. Yeah. Was it yesterday or the day before?
It was yesterday.
Julie Roberts falls into this category, too. My wife is obsessed with Julia Roberts. She's obsessed with Lisa Bonet in terms of their beauty. And I'll be honest, prior to being with my wife, those were two women, although very beautiful women, I just wasn't looking at like that. But because of my wife, I pay a little more attention now. Because I'm usually forced to watch movies with them in it. And, yes, that's how we came here to Julia Roberts today, just so we know.
I think most people have no Julia Roberts, pretty easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
Pretty good actress. Really good actress. Academy Award winning actress. So, here we go with our five favorite Julia Roberts movies. I'll start. Number five. Before I start,
did he say something that I didn't
Countdown
hear?
Countdown brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change Centers in San Diego.
Number five.
Thank you. I know, I had to say that to get the number. Number five is Erin Brockovich.
Good one.
That's the one she won the Academy Award for. Just getting it done. Trying to get that new stadium built in the little town that she lived in. And she believed in it the whole way, Scraby, and she stayed with it and stayed after it. And Erin Brockovich beat all the red tape and all the bureaucracy to win in the end.
It's a great movie.
It's a very good movie.
Hexavalent chromium. Dangerous stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't remember what all of the details were of the movie, but I knew that she took on the powers that be and prevailed.
Number five on my list is Money Monster.
Money Monster?
Yes.
I don't think I even know that one.
Me neither.
Isn't that terrible?
Really? George Clooney is in this movie with her.
Yeah.
He plays a character named Lee Gates. He's a Wall Street guru. Somebody walks in and takes the building because they're upset about one of Lee Gates' predictions in Wall Street. Lost a lot of money.
Ah.
Julia Roberts is the producer of the show in the movie and kind of has to make it work throughout the thing. It's a really good movie. Check it out. I can't believe you guys haven't seen that one yet.
I've never
seen
it.
That's one of her latest ones, 2016.
Okay.
Number four.
Money Monster, you said.
Yes.
Okay. Number four for me is Mystic Pizza.
That's got to be a fake movie, right?
Yeah, it's got to not be a fake movie. It's the movie that launched her to fame. It was her very first breakout role in 1988.
There it is, Mystic Pizza. I see it.
Oh, yeah. That was even before Steel Magnolias. It's a good movie. Coming-of-age movie about three sisters, I believe. And just a fun, well-done movie that there's a reason Julia Roberts broke free to stardom because of her performance in that role. And the movie is fun to watch. So if you've never had a chance to see Mystic Pizza, I recommend.
Number four on my list was already mentioned once. Excuse me, that's Erin Brockovich. That was a terrific movie. She ended up winning an award in that movie. Not typically my type of movie, but once again, I told you, my significant other is a big Julia Roberts fan, so I've grown accustomed to her flicks.
I just clicked on Erin Brockovich, and she and I share the same birthday.
You and Erin Brockovich?
Yeah. I clicked on the movie Erin Brockovich, but my page took me to the bio of Erin Brockovich.
Here's the Easter egg of the movie. When she's in the restaurant in the diner early in the movie, the waitress is actually Erin Brockovich.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's good.
Number three.
Number three for me is called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. She's not the star of this movie. She's the female lead in this movie. This is a... This is a kind of close to me because the gentleman who wrote the book and who the character is about is a guy that I grew up with in my family to a certain extent. Chuck Barris is the guy's name. He was the host of something you may recall, the Gong Show. Do you remember that at all?
Yes, I remember the Gong Show.
Well, Chuck Barris was a TV show host and producer, and my stepmom worked for him. And so he kind of was like part of our family almost. I mean, she was like his executive assistant. Anyway, Chuck Barris later on in his life wrote a book called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. And the book was about the fact that, yes, he was this Gong Show television host and producer of something called The Dating Game and The Newlywed Game, which were two pretty big time shows back in the day.
Remember both of those?
But he also was a hired hitman killer who would go to Europe and rub out people that needed rubbing out.
Wait, in real life?
Well, that's, we don't ever know. He wrote the book as if that's really true, that Chuck Barris was known to everybody as the host of the Gong Show, but in
he was an
private,
assassin on the side?
He was an assassin on the side, exactly. And Julia Roberts plays the lead female role in the movie, but I believe it's Sam Rockwell who plays the Chuck Barris character. And it's interesting, and having known Chuck Barris as much as I knew him growing up in my high school days, it's pretty stunning to me that he was an assassin on the side.
Right.
But he sold the book, sold a lot of copies, sold it into a movie, and he never did come clean as to whether it was just true or not. He claimed that it was. So, go figure. That was kind of interesting.
Number three on my list is called Pelican Brief.
Yeah.
Movie starring...
Just missed my list and made my best of the rest.
Movie starring, obviously, Julia Roberts, but also Denzel Washington. Really about some a targeted killer. People being targeted. Assassinations. We were talking about assassinations, but it's about a young law student whose legal brief about an assassination of two Supreme Court justices causes her to be targeted by the killers. Denzel Washington plays an attorney in that, and it's a really good thriller.
It's another John Grisham book.
Number two.
I did not know that was a John Grisham book.
Yeah. Yeah, you liked The Firm the other day when we were talking about Tom Cruise. Pelican Brief was also written by John Grisham. So.
Again, John Grisham had a good run in the 90s.
He had like five more that you probably are somewhat aware of. All right, what are we on here, Scrape?
Number two.
Thank you. Pretty Woman is number two. I think that's kind of the definitive Julia Roberts role. I think that's the one she's going to always be most remembered for. I like the fact that a lot of it was shot in Beverly Hills where I grew up. And I just like the fact that her character in that movie is pretty spectacular. And, of course, that's what made her a superstar, starring opposite Richard Gere in Pretty Woman. Number two on my Julia Roberts list.
Number two on my Julia Roberts list came out in 1991, Sleeping with the Enemy.
Oh, that one's scary.
That one's...
Yes, scary.
I was tricked into watching that one.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a big fan of you know, scary, popping out type things.
Yeah.
But this one was good, though. I actually enjoyed it. Good movie there from Julia Roberts. Sleeping with the Enemy.
Yeah, it's a good
number one.
But it's scary. Number one Julia Roberts movie for me. Maybe this kind of tells you how much of a Julia Roberts fan I am. I like Julia Roberts, but I'm not enthralled with her movies. As I said, Pretty Woman I thought was pretty good. But my number one Julia Roberts movie is only number one because she's in it. But it's certainly not because of her performance in it. And it's Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
It's really more of a George Clooney guy film. And I loved it. But Julia Roberts is in it, so it qualified. And I liked Ocean's 11. So there you go.
No need for me to elaborate. Ocean's 11 is also number one on my list.
God, we did it again.
I love that movie.
Me too.
I really do. It's got a whole bunch of good characters, good actors in that movie, like all over the place.
No, I know it's. I know how the movie ends and all that stuff, but it was one of those movies at the end where you're like, wow, I did not see that twist coming.
Didn't see it coming, guys.
What, that they were going to get away with it?
Yeah, or that Brad Pitt was actually in the casino while they were doing it? Like, man.
That was some cold stuff right there.
It's a great movie. Great movie. Julie Roberts is kind of more of a bit player in it, but she qualified for this list.
Indeed.
Countdown brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change Centers. 30 locations to serve you. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for the location nearest you. We got a happy hour coming up next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.